From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. Please remain tuned for the next 15 minutes as we gather around the Word of God. This afternoon we're going to be thinking about one of the most important questions that could ever be asked. How can I know God? We're continuing to look at the woman who met Christ at that well in John's Gospel chapter 4. And we're addressing the question to you, how can you know God? First of all, please listen to this great old hymn, I Stand Amazed in the Presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Turning once again to John's Gospel, chapter 4, we're thinking, of course, about the woman at the well whom Jesus encountered, and we'll read from the verse 19. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh and now is, when true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We know God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. On a warm spring evening, the woman came to the well that Jacob had dug out thousands of years earlier. She came with her water pot resting precariously and securely upon her head. She was a Samaritan following the religion that had been devised for her people in this part of Judea hundreds of years ago. The Samaritans were a half-caste race of people produced as a result of intermarriages between Jews and Assyrians when the Assyrians captured and subdued the ancient northern kingdom of Israel. In contrast, the southern Jews of Judea maintained their pure Hebrew blood and therefore barred their northern half-brothers from worshipping in their temple. As a consequence, this woman living in the valley of Samaria approached that well under the shadow of the Samaritan temple on Mount Gerizim. This was erected by her ancestors who were prohibited from worshipping in Jerusalem, and it was there that she worshipped God. As she approached that well, she found a Jewish man sitting. He was one of those whose ancestors had banned her ancestors. He was one of those who despised her and her faith and who scorned at her temple positioned right there on the hill above their heads. This was her preconception, but she was somewhat surprised by the eagerness of the Jewish man to interact with her. He spoke of living water. He talked of complete satisfaction. She found his message attractive and stimulating. Her attention was riveted even further when she discovered that this man knew the secrets of her life, revealing her immoral behavior. With wonder she confessed, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. It is a truly glorious thing to witness the opening of the heart." This man was Christ, and he was gradually prizing open the closed heart of this Samaritan woman. She confessed that he was a prophet, but she still had to discover that this man was the Christ, the Son of God. Therefore, Jesus began to teach her how she could know God. You see, we can only know God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, in discovering who Jesus really was, she would in turn discover God himself. How can I know God? This is a most profound and searching question. Allow me to pose the question to you. Do you know God? Have you a personal relationship with him? Perhaps you think it is impossible to know God, that he is distant and unconnected with your life. Perhaps, like the Samaritan woman, you admit that Jesus was someone special, a prophet even, but at the same time you have not discovered God through Christ. Jesus is a name, an historical figure, but as yet your life has not been changed by him. This afternoon, from the Lord's words with this woman, I wish to show you how you can know God. This woman was blinded to the true identity of Jesus by her religion. For generations her people had worshipped God on Mount Gerizim, and not in Mount Zion. She was struggling to come to a knowledge of God because there was a division between the faith of her people and the identity of Jesus as a Jew. Could it be possible that her people for hundreds of years had got it wrong? This was a difficult question to face. Many today are blinded to true salvation by their religion. Despite the proliferation of religions in the world, there are only two systems of faith. One system says faith alone, and the other system teaches faith plus works. The message of the Bible is clear. For by grace are you saved, Paul wrote in Ephesians 2:8-9, through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If you're religious and if you're depending upon your observance of the rituals of a church for peace, then you're wrong. Unless you're depending upon Christ by faith alone, then you're not a Christian. When the woman revealed her confusion by stating, "Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship," Christ carefully explained that the faith of her fathers was misplaced. "Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews." Historically, salvation in ancient times was of the Jews. A man or a woman could not know God unless they were Jewish. Christ even went as far as to say that the Samaritans were worshipping, but they did not know what they were worshipping. In other words, they were practicing religion without knowing God because they were not Jewish. The words of Jesus sound sectarian and uncaring in the ears of this ecumenical pluralist world where people try to teach that there are many ways to God. There is only one way to God, and that is through Christ. And if that sounds sectarian, if that sounds divisive, if that sounds uncaring, let it be so, but it is the truth. And there is nothing more caring in the world than to show people the truth, even if the truth hurts. And Jesus was teaching the truth, and the truth did hurt. But it was important that this woman got the message. If your religion does not lead you to God through Christ, then your religion is false. Like this woman, have you got a religion without Christ? In talking to this lady about knowing God, our Saviour speaks of a future day when men and women would neither worship God in Mount Gerizim nor in Jerusalem. In other words, it would be irrelevant whether one is Samaritan or Jewish in that day. In verse 24 he declares, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. A day will come, he taught, when men will only have to come to God in spirit and in truth, and they will be accepted regardless of race, language, colour or creed. This was a message offering tremendous hope, because the Jews regarded the Samaritans as a hopeless, lost people. But Christ said, come to God in spirit and in truth, and you will be accepted. Today we live in the age that Christ spoke of. We live in the New Testament age. It is irrelevant whether one is a Jew or a Gentile. There is no class of person who is without hope. God is a spirit, and if you come to him in spirit and in truth, you will know him. Knowing God is a matter of the spirit, because God is spiritual. Outward religion, exterior forms of religion, are of no benefit in his eyes if our hearts are not changed. Knowing God is a matter of the heart first of all. Therefore the question is posed, has your heart been changed by the power of God? You need to know God in spirit. Knowing God is a matter of truth. We can only know him according to the truth set forth in the scriptures. And the Bible is clear. The truth is found in Jesus. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You can only be free through Christ. You can only have peace through Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. He loved us. He gave himself for us. You can only come to God through him, because he said, I am the way. The word worship is used here. This word worship comes from the word worth or value. If we value God, we come to him with our hearts through Jesus Christ. Valuing God is not about practicing religion. Valuing God is about trusting God through Christ. He is not interested in what we do. He's interested in what we are. And he's saying to you today, I want your heart. Give me your heart. That's his request. That's what it is to worship God in spirit. In John's Gospel, there are three musts. Three essentials in relation to true religion and true faith. There is the must of regeneration. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. That is so important. Our hearts need to be changed. There is the must of the cross. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. It was absolutely essential that Christ came to die, because that is the only way by which we could be saved. Then there is the must of worship, or the must of knowing God. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Are you born again? Have you come to realize that Jesus had to die for you? Do you know God through the truth of Christ in your heart? Trust him by faith today, and you will know that God is in your life, and you're in God's family. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.